Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Monday, April 2nd, 2012. This is audio boo number 159. Hey, it's a new month. It's a new bull market high. The stock market opened up this morning and, it wasn't very long after that it just went up. It's a new month. It's a new quarter. And people want in. So what was the reason du jour? Manufacturing data. The U.S. ISM, Institute of Supply Management's National Manufacturing Activity. That's why they just say the ISM data. Basically, it was 53.4 coming in higher than expected. But we also got some good numbers out of the Chinese Purchasing Managers Index. It's at an 11-month high. Remember, there's been a lot of fear about China's GDP and that China was in for a hard landing. That was the worry, right? Also, it's the beginning of the month, so as you know, 401k additions are hitting mutual funds, buying stocks, dollar cost averaging, and that also helps to push stocks up, right? At least that's what we think. I read an article where somebody said there's some performance anxiety. A lot of folks were underinvested in the first quarter, and actually maybe even since the October lows, and they're trying to play catch-up. They're trying to make some money. So all this is going on while we're still getting some weaker numbers out of Europe, right? Weaker economic numbers, except for Germany. Germany's the big boy on the block there, but everybody else seems to be struggling in Europe. So what was the good news today? Dow up 52 to 13,264. S&P up 10 to 14,19. NASDAQ up 28 to 31,19. Hey, just what we like to see. The NASDAQ was leading the way up. And, you know, the Dow hasn't seen this high since December 31st, 2007. The S&P hasn't seen this high, it hasn't closed this high since May 2008. And for the NASDAQ, are you ready for this? Since late 2000. I know, huh? Over 11 years. That's pretty amazing. I mean, you consider all the valuation that was just squeezed out of the NASDAQ, right? PE multiples, everybody wanted in tech back then, and you know, we're still way below those highs, right? Apple, speaking of bubbles, Apple was up 3.2% to $618, and you know, I was looking at my trading screen on Friday when Apple was under $600, and I'm thinking, I should just buy some, right? What the heck? It's probably going to bounce. But of course I didn't. So anyways, it's all beginning to get a little infectious, right? Because here I was just basically thinking about making that trade. Basically it's gambling, right? It's like, hey, it's down big, let's buy it because it's going to bounce either later in the day or the next trading day. So it kind of gives me pause when I start feeling like this because it is infectious. So you don't want to miss the bump, right? Because you know it's coming. You know there's a 3% move, a 5% move, and last thing you want to do is miss it. So that can't be healthy, right? I don't think so. That can't be healthy, but I'm feeling it too. I'm not immune to it. Anyways, as I mentioned, I was playing those biotech stocks, kind of the same thing. It's basically you got cash on the sideline when the market's going up. You just feel like playing it. Anyways, oil was up 2% back to a little over $205. What's the reason for that? North Sea delays. Did you read about that? Read about the crude cargo ships just piling up? And there's also perceived risk to oil supply due to what's going on in the Middle East with Iran and Israel. And countries are also loading up and stockpiling their strategic petroleum reserves. You know, President Obama hinted the other day that he might actually start releasing oil, but you know, to me, I think the best strategic petroleum reserve is really preparing for future oil sources, like you know, build the Keystone Pipeline, get some new ANWR oil tap. You don't actually have to start pumping it; just get the infrastructure there, get it ready to go, because that's probably better than putting oil, taking current demand off the market, or increasing current demand and putting the oil off the market into just SPRs. But anyways, that's what's going on. 10-year bond at 2.19%, and gold was up $7.40, $1,676.70. So basically, there's no change in my overall allocation. On Friday, actually, I did rotate a little bit more into low beta holdings. So, yeah, well, they're rallying with the market. They're rallying less than the S&P 500. By definition, right? The low beta stocks tend to be the slower moving, less volatile, tend to pay dividends, and kind of they're seen as the safer stocks. They don't move up as much. They don't move down as much. But anyways, that's I have a lot of money in those right now. After hours today, DDD, triple D, 3D. 3D Systems is up, last when I looked, 3.7%. As news hit, it'll be joining the S&P Small Cap 600. So, good news for that company, right? SBA Communications, fell 2.4% on a secondary offering of 5.25 million shares. You never like to see that when you're a shareholder, when the company says, hey, we're going to have a secondary, dilute the shares. Even though, you know, they use the money for hopefully good things, not just giving their CEOs bonuses. Companies in the news, so Apple TV, Apple iTV, right? So Barclays came out today and said the iTV revolution could stumble. Basically, as they struggle to try to get a la carte content, you know, most of us, we buy our cable packages by the hundreds of channels in a package. But it's hard to wrestle away the individual stations here and there because they all want their money, right? Because the cable companies, they spend over $30 billion a year in affiliate fees. So that's going to be a little difficult, right? So they think maybe Apple's going to struggle doing that. Did you see Madison Square Garden shares were up 1.5% on improving performance of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers? I wondered how much that takes into account Jeremy Lin's knee problems, right? Kind of funny. MSG, that's the ticker on Madison Square Garden. And I don't know any of that I know of. So Groupon was down almost 17% today on their fourth quarter restatement. I don't like accounting issues. I don't know about you. Stocks with accounting issues, I tend not to own. But anyways, so there's kind of a, on the one hand, on the other hand here, some folks think that it's going to take a few quarters before investors trust the company again, right? On the other hand, people are saying, hey, it's growing rapidly. My thought is that it's coupons, right? And it's coupons for stuff I have no interest in, so I can't apply the Peter Lynch principle on that. It just isn't for me. In the news, you saw the gunman in Oakland at the college killed. Looks like he killed, is up to 7 now, wounded 4 at, I think it's Oikos. It's Oikos University. It's a Christian university in Oakland. And I guess he used to be a student there, a Korean student, and he basically went nuts, if he wasn't nuts already before that. But always sad to see all this violence, all this stuff going on, and especially with the other news, too, in Florida. And I guess it's always something, right? But this is tragedy to see it. And, of course, now there's gun laws being targeted in the wake of the Trayvon Martin and George Zimmerman. The tragedy, really, when Trayvon got shot. So, although it's looking like, you know, it's all playing out in the media, which is exactly what you don't want because it stirs up people's emotions. And really, we should just let the folks do the discovery, the investigation, figure out what happened. But so far, the police accounting backs up what Zimmerman said, at least so far. Did you see Mitt Romney was questioned about interracial marriage? It's basically if it's okay for a white guy and a black girl to hook up. And, of course, he countered, well, this has nothing to do with my campaign. We're not going to talk about that tonight. But he was pressed on it, and he said, nope, nothing wrong with it. Next question. And really, that's kind of what our politics boils down to, all these little gotcha kind of questions, as Sarah Palin would say, that have nothing to do with the $16 trillion deficit that the country faces and the high unemployment and, potential, almost $5 gas. And, you know, those are probably more important to folks than these really idiotic questions that I don't think are a part of our country anymore. I mean, these are questions from the 1950s, right? 1960s. They don't seem to have a place in our society right now. See, Matt Cain, pitcher for the Giants, he signed a $127 million deal with the Giants, so I guess that removes him from the market. And on the other hand, Ryan Leaf was arrested in Montana on charges of burglary and stealing prescription drugs. So there's a career that never went anywhere. Remember? High draft pick. And basically flamed out, and that's what drugs does to you. So another one of life's lessons we learned from Whitney Houston, what drugs do you, and now we're seeing Ryan Leaf kind of going down that same road, and it doesn't end well. Doesn't end well. Well, hey, it is, it's a Monday night. Kentucky, last I looked, was beating the snot out of Kansas. And it's a nice night. I'm out walking the puppy. You can hear the ambient noise, the wind, the frogs. The puppy pulling on the leash when other puppies walk by, because that's what puppies do. Actually, I think she's only got one official month left as a puppy. Then I think I'll just have to start calling her the dog, because she'll be a year old. That's the benchmark, right? Well, hey, you can subscribe in iTunes or your favorite RSS reader. Just search for Muck Dog in iTunes or at audioboo.fm, and you'll find the podcast. I'm also at themondaygoround.com. Hey, I hope you're having a great one. See ya.